Good morning. Clouds moved in overnight, and a weak disturbance passing by is producing scattered flurries and snow showers across interior New York and New England. Some places may get a quick dusting up to an inch of snow during the morning, and perhaps some more snow showers coating the ground this afternoon in spots. While starting out on the cold side, temperatures will rebound nicely today and push all the way through the 20s and in some cases even into the lower to mid-30s by the end of the afternoon. Another disturbance tonight will have a little more moisture to deal with, and with some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere combining with that moisture, a general light snow will fall across the region. In most places, by first thing tomorrow morning, we'll have 1 to 3 inches of snow, with isolated locations, especially across the higher terrain, as much as 4 inches of snow. Temperatures will drop back into the teens to around 20 for overnight lows. The snow will wind down quickly as the storm blows through early tomorrow morning, then we'll go back to sunshine. Although the wind will pick up behind the front and become gusty during the day, and temperatures, while starting out in the upper teens and lower 20s, will only fall through the afternoon and wind up in the single digits by the end of the day. Dry, cold, high pressure will settle in for Thursday night, and most places will go well below zero by early Friday morning. It'll be a frigid day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds that'll only get up into the single digits and lower to middle teens across the region. This'll set us up for a more active weather pattern through the weekend and into the early part of next week, with light snow likely as another weak disturbance passes by on Saturday. Highs will stay in the mid-20s. On Sunday into Monday, we will have elements coming together to produce more light snow. However, if things line up just right, we could have a more potent storm heading into Monday morning. Temperatures on Sunday and Monday will be in the lower 20s, and a chance of leftover snow showers on Tuesday with highs reaching the middle and upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the Great Lakes back to the Central Plains will move eastward toward the East Coast by tomorrow morning. Snow will fall today over parts of the central Rockies to the mid-Missouri Valley as upper-level energy swings eastward, propelling that front. Winter storm warnings are out from the Colorado Rockies, where up to 18 inches of snow will fall in the ski areas, into the panhandle of Nebraska, where 5 to 8 inches of snow is expected across the high plains. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 7:36 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Mostar, Serbia and Montenegro at 1:22 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in light snow and fog, 4 below zero with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 5. 62% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Riverside and Saugus, both in California, to a low of 27 below zero at Glens Falls, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, Boston cloudy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, snow. 1 to 2 inches with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 18 degrees, the low 12 below zero, the average temperature 3, that's 21 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 11.9 inches for the month, which is 10.5 inches above average, and 51.9 inches for the season, which is 16.4 inches above average. There were 62 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 168, that's 43 above average, and 3,839 for the season, which is 137 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 61, set in 1991, and the record low, 13 below zero in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:12 p.m., 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light snow tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the middle 30s. Light snow likely tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Light snow likely tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. More light snow tonight with lows back into the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow ending early in the morning, then increasing sunshine, becoming windy with temperatures starting in the teens to around 20, but then falling for the afternoon. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds below zero to start in the teens and single digits in the afternoon. Light snow on Saturday in the mid-20s. More light snow possible Sunday and Monday, perhaps some more significant snow, depending on the storm track, in the lower 20s, and leftover snow showers Tuesday, with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.